Mr. Van Buckle's Remarkables on the Lookout, written by Tim Harris and read by Chris Dyer. Mr. Van Buckle and Miss Frost were two remarkably different teachers. Their outlook on education and life in general was polar opposite. While Mr. Van Buckle valued learning, individuality and fun, Miss Frost was far more concerned with discipline, procedures and efficiency. On the final morning of school camp, a letter found in the empty tent of a runaway student had divided the teacher's opinions. And, as is often the case when opposites are put together, things got tense. Mr. Van Buckle, mentor of the students in room 12B, stood to one side of the smouldering campfire. He whistled a bright tune, his mood as light as the morning breeze. He knew the missing student, Vex, was experiencing something quite significant. Miss Frost, on the other hand, smirked cruelly as she studied the letter. The student sat on logs that surrounded the fire. They were exhausted by the camp's activities and nervous about the imminent showdown between the two teachers. "There's something magical about the crisp country air," said Mr. Van Buckle, retrieving a cup of coffee from one of the inside pockets of his jacket. "It's been a rather splendid camp, and I should think the students are ready to return to school." Miss Frost folded the piece of paper. The diamond bobby pin in her hair glinted. "There's no time for caffeine," she whispered icily. "Not when you're about to be fired. I've been looking forward to this moment, and I've got you right where I want you." The students gasped. The assistant principal was clearly not beating around the bush. "Fired?" said Mr. Van Buckle calmly. "On what grounds would that be?" "Probably the campgrounds," said Slugger Choppers, a large boy who was known more for his size than his wit.
"He means on what terms?" said Albert, correcting his classmate.
"During school term," said Slugger.
"Silence," said Miss Frost. "Your foolish teacher knows exactly why he'll be dismissed. Vex Vron has run away. It's right here in the note. And there is a heavy penalty for educators who cannot supervise the children under their care."
Mr. Van Buckle, as only he could do under such circumstances, chuckled. "You are quite right, dear Miss Frost. It seems Vex has run away from camp, which is a most serious matter."
"Then why are you laughing?"
"Because," said Mr. Van Buckle, "I do believe Vex is discovering a thing or two about himself, and having a jolly good time in the process."
"This is nonsense. You give me no other choice but to inform the principal," said Miss Frost.
Her breath misted up the morning air.
"Mr. Sternblast will fire you on the spot."
"I can't see any spots," said Slugger.
"I thought he was going to get fired on the campgrounds during school term."